There's a hero on the inside of you, forming you into the hero that he predestined you to be. And once you activate and access that hero, God will do supernatural things. God's not going to let you die if he's not through with you yet. And he's not going to be through with you until you sit still and stop serving him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Ronnie, lead pastor of Ivy's House and founder of Ronnie Phillips Ministries International. I want to tell you about my new book, The Hero Within. I want to tell you how you can become everything that God created you to be, everything that he called you to be as a young person. You can be that person. You just need to learn who the hero is and how to activate your hero within. God wants to use you. God wants to bless you. He's already created you and gifted you. You just need to know how to become everything you were created to be. This book will help you do that. It's 5 years of revelation. I know it will be a blessing to you. We want you to order it. We want you to connect with us. I hope you'll do that. Hey, what's up, Chattanooga, North Georgia? It's Pastor Ronnie, lead pastor here at Abba's House and founder of Ronnie Phillips Ministries International. I'm loving this Hero Within series. I hope you're loving it. If you haven't seen all the messages, we hope you'll go back to our app and watch them. Go to ronniephillips.org. I'm telling you, God's been doing a great work here at Abba's House. And today I'm bringing you the final message of the Hero Within series, The Anointing to Shine. We go look at John chapter 9 when Jesus healed the blind man. And I tell you how to shine in the midst of controversy, obscurity. You know, no matter where you were born or what you've been through, the anointing will make you shine. The hero within, once it's activated, will make you shine and bring glory from heaven to earth. God wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He has purpose for you. And once you activate your hero within, God will do some incredible things. Today, I'm going to tell you how to shine. Allow God's glory to hit you as you watch this. Here it is.
Heroes shine. My grandmother used to say, the cream always rises to the top. When you've got the hero living on the inside of you, God will promote you. God will do great and mighty things through you. You don't need man's approval. You don't have to listen to man's opinion. When the hero's living on the inside of you, God is going to promote you. God is going to put you in the presence of great people. God is going to equip you for everything that he has called you to. And nobody can stop it. No one can stop God's favor on your life. No one can stop the anointing on your life except you. If you allow your spirit to be obstructed, if you allow the enemy to convince you you can't do it, then yes, you can obstruct you. But once you've received the hero within, you've been anointed, you've accepted his grace, you're moving into new levels, then no weapon formed against you can prosper. If God has called you to it, God will see you through it. God has a supernatural plan for your life. People will discredit you. People will reject you. People will push you away. People will even doubt you. But just remember, you got a hero living on the inside of you that conquered the grave. And it's not about you. As long as it's about him, he's going to take you places you never thought you could go. Because you have a hero on the inside of you. And that hero has given you his marching orders. You've been given a mandate, an assignment by God, and that assignment is to shine. It is to shine. So Jesus leaves the temple after saying, before Abraham was, I am. Have you ever had a bad day at church? God has released this revelation, and Jesus is talking about being the Messiah, being the fulfillment of every Hebrew prophecy, and he leaves church trying to let his light so shine before men that they would see his good works and glorify the Father in heaven. But he was rejected. And he's walking down the road. And in John chapter 9, it says, when Jesus passed by. Now I could preach that and go to the house just right there. Aren't you thankful for the day that Jesus passed by? No matter where you were, in the gutter, in the bar, on your tile bathroom floor, after a divorce, broken, busted, disgusted, at the bottom, At some point in your life, a hero passed by. And he said, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what they said. I've got purpose for you and I love you. Jesus passed by. I'm thankful for the day he passed by in my life. And I encountered a hero. And once you encounter a hero, you'll eventually become a hero. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He's a hero. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him a very religious question that many of us have asked, at least in our minds, about certain people, certain situations. And that is simply this. Rabbi, who sinned this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Let me tell you, everything that you've been through and everything that you're going through and every heartache and every difficulty and every diagnosis and every form of rejection that you've encountered could have been so that God's works could be revealed in you. You see, we love to live in our circumstances and we love to blame others for where we are in our lives. We blame everybody but ourselves. We get mad at God. We question God, and it's okay to question God, but eventually you have to move towards a works revelation. And that revelation is this, that you may have went through what you went through. My dad left me. My mom left me. My parents died early. I had a drug addiction. I went through this and I went through that and I grew up poor and nobody gave me the attention that I deserved when I was a child. Maybe God allowed you to go through that so that his works should be revealed in you. Maybe God allows things to happen, bad things to happen, so that maybe you'll get to a place in your life after you've discovered the hero within where you look at a child that's being neglected. Where you're looking at a child that's parents left, where you're looking at someone who's struggling with addiction and you lend a hand to help them because no one was there to help you. That's what the works principle is all about, that God allows things to happen so that his works would be revealed in you. You can't live in your circumstances. You've got to have the mind of Christ. You've got to understand that this life is not the end. That there is a perspective, a God perspective that he wants you to have about every situation. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Day has to do with life. Night has to do with death. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. There is a glory that comes on the anointed one. There is a glory that comes on God's children. There is a glory that comes on those of us who know Jesus and that understand we have a hero within us. There is a glory that comes on. Look at Elijah, his face would glow. Moses, his face would glow. In Revelation, it says that Jesus will glow, that we won't even need a light when he comes back to take this earth and we become a city because his light will shine so brightly that we won't need the sun, we won't need the moon. There is a glory that comes on God's children. You need that glory. You need the anointing. You need the super on your natural. And he saw this blind man. It says when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed, came back seeing. And check this out. Therefore, the neighbors, those who previously had seen that he was blind. There's always going to be people that previously had seen. There's always going to be people in your life that knew the person you used to be. They'll always remember you for what you used to be. Because they are living beneath their privilege and they are stuck in a system. And they've decided to stay in that system. So in order to comfort their minds, they want to keep you mentally in that same system. Even though the hero within is promoted and propelled you, in their mind you'll always be the same because they can't deal with the fact that they are rejecting the hero and his purpose for their lives. There'll always be those people who had previously seen you a certain way and who are unwilling to see what the hero has done in your life. Is this not he who sat and begged? Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received sight. And later in the text, the religious establishment is questioning him. And he said, listen, I don't know what you're trying to get me to answer, but one thing I know is that I once was blind, but now I see. I don't understand theologically how everything fits together, but one thing I know is that I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, and now I see. My life has changed. You don't have to know everything. You just testify to the goodness of God that you were once sick and now you're healed, once lost, now you're found, once in bondage, now you're free, and watch what the anointed one will do with that. God will use that in a powerful way. You can't just sit there. See, sometimes God's already done it. God's already spoken it. God's already doing it, but you're unwilling to walk it out. God's already released you from that relationship, but you're staying in it. God's already healed you, but you're not walking out your healing. God's already saved you, but you stay in bondage. You got to walk out what God has already done. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he took back dominion from the enemy. He worked up something from the other generation. He anointed us for greatness. All he's waiting on is for us to activate our hero within and walk this out. Somebody say, walk it out. Say, faith it out. You got to do it. God has called you to do it. So this story, this man's been healed, and this is quite the controversy. You wouldn't think that being healed would be so controversial. You wouldn't think that God touching you would be a matter of controversy. Some people would rather be miserable than healed because they don't want to offend anybody. Some people would rather stay in their current condition than be free because they don't want anyone to get offended. They don't want the church order upset. They don't want to be viewed any differently. They don't want to lose their assistance. They don't want to lose that check from the government. They don't want to lose that sympathy from the church. But sometimes you got to walk that thing out. And here's what God's word says. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. And the man told him again. He told him again. And they're trying to trick this man. And they're questioning this man. They did not believe him. They didn't believe anything that he said. So they went to his parents. This was a grown adult. But they went to his parents. See, if the enemy can't get you to go backwards, he'll try to bring a generational curse on you. He'll try to say, you know, your parents weren't worth a flip. You're not going to be worth a flip. No, your grandparents weren't worth a flip. Everybody's always been poor in our family. Nobody's ever went to college. Nobody's ever, every one of our family's been an alcoholic. No. Sometimes all you've got is the hero within and his anointing on your life. Some of you can't rely on mom and dad, cousins, brothers, and sisters. Some of you can't even rely on the church people. You got to have a moment with God where you say, where you go, I'll go. And what you say, I'll say. And what you want to do through me, I will submit to. God, I trust you. I don't like this, but God, I'm trusting you to change me. This generational curse stops now. My kids aren't going to have what my parents have. My kids and grandkids aren't going to act like my grandparents did. Their things are going to change. This stops right now. No more for my kids. I'm not passing down this sexual addiction. I'm not passing down alcoholism. I'm not passing down bad language. I'm not passing down bitterness. I'm not passing down a spirit of religion. You've got to make your mind up. So they go to this guy's parents, and the parents are ashamed. They said, he's grown. You just talk to him. Because they were in fear, the text says, that they would be thrown out of the synagogue. They thought they would lose their reputation in their Baptist church. So they said, this guy, he's grown. You talk to him. They were in fear. The text says it, read it, that they would be thrown out of the synagogue. So my first challenge to you is you've got to shine in the midst of controversy. The hero within will cause you to shine in the midst of controversy. This miracle was controversial. What do you mean it was controversial? You weren't supposed to heal on the Sabbath. Jesus did. You weren't supposed to better the condition of anyone. You could pray for them, but you could not better their current condition on the Sabbath. Jesus did. The hero within is still trying to do things that man doesn't understand. The hero within will always break religious tradition to work a miracle for a sinner. The hero within does things that can't be explained, and he serves people, the least, the last, and the lost, that man can't understand or even identify with. He's still trying to do those works today. Shine in the midst of controversy. What does that mean? That means sometimes you've got to take a stand for what Jesus Christ has taught you, revealed in you, and done through you. In the marketplace, in the public arena, in the church, in your family. Sometimes you're in the midst of controversy and chaos. Lift up the name that is above every name in the midst of controversy, and you will shine. Shine. God will cause you to shine and be a magnetic example that others are drawn into because of his grace. So this man had to overcome people. He had to overcome the Pharisees, the religious spirit. He had to overcome all these obstacles, even his own parents. Pharisees, people, parents. How would you like to be touched by God and your parents aren't even happy for you? Some of you are walking this out. Let me tell you, when you get saved, you become a part of a bigger family. And some of you, you were raised like Beaver Cleaver, and some of you were raised like Ozzy Osbourne. And it really doesn't matter. Because when you accept the hero within, you become part of a new family. And some of you are codependent on your last name and your family. And you've stayed in your same place. I'm preaching to somebody. And God has called you a long time ago to pursue something new. But because of comfort, you've stayed. And God's wanting to shift you. Don't allow people or your parents or anybody else or the Pharisees to keep you from your destiny. If God has called you to let your light so shine, you better shine. Don't be ashamed of what God's trying to do. You got to shine in the midst of controversy. Let me tell you the strategy of the enemy quickly. You look at the temptation of Jesus. You can look all over the verses. But this is what the enemy tried to do to this blind man. And this is what the religious crowd will always try to do when God has saved you, touched you, filled you, or used you. Is everybody with me? First thing they did was they questioned his credibility. His credibility. They wanted to get to the real story. You weren't healed. This was a medical miracle. You didn't really get healed. The test results were wrong. This really didn't happen to you. You know, we're not a religious family. You don't come from that. Your parents don't even know what happened to you. You sure? They questioned his credibility. Next, they questioned his ability. If the enemy can't get you through questioning the credibility of Jesus Christ, then he will question the ability of Jesus Christ. Listen to the text. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God." They questioned his credibility. Now they're questioning his ability. He's not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. He can't be from God. This can't be from God. It doesn't fit with our denominational handbook. This doesn't match what we're used to. I'm not used to God moving like this. It can't be God. I'm not used to people looking like this that are anointed. It can't be God. Question his credibility. They questioned his ability. And then his irrefutability. They questioned not only his ability, but his deity. His deity. His credibility, his ability. Now they're saying, "You're not even God. You're not even the firstborn among the dead. You're not who you say you are. You're not God's man. They used religious laws to bring an accusation. When all hell is breaking loose in your life, you have to shine in the midst of controversy. How many of you have ever been given an opportunity to shine in the midst of controversy, but you've allowed the devil to tell you to be quiet? Keep your mouth shut. Don't upset the apple cart. Let me tell you something. If you are in right position with God and the hero's been activated on your life, we know it's not about you. It's about his presence in you and his power on you. When his power comes on you, things begin to happen. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants to do great and mighty things through you. But your mandate is to shine in the midst of controversy. Next, you must be willing to shine in the midst of obscurity. I don't care if you're from the poorest city in Dominican Republic or Haiti, or you're from Germany, or you're from a Muslim country. When Jesus Christ touches you, it will change your life. And God will give you the ability through the hero within to shine wherever you are. You could be on the backside of nowhere. You could be in a tent in Africa. Wherever you are, God will promote you. He will find you. He will use you. He will shift you. You say, what if they try to kill me? They tried to kill a believer recently, and they set him on fire, and he would not burn for his faith. I'm telling you, when the anointing is on you, no weapon formed against you can prosper. There's a hero on the inside of you, forming you into the hero that he predestined you to be. And once you activate and access that hero, God will do supernatural things. God's not going to let you die if he's not through with you yet. And he's not going to be through with you until you sit still and stop serving him. Serve him every day of your life. Lift him up every day of your life. Give him praise wherever you go. Lift Jesus' name up. Make his name great, not your own. When you make his name great, creative miracles will start happening in your life. You know, we live in a very narcissistic society where it's all about us, and we want what's best for us, and we want what's best. And we're all guilty of it, even the guy preaching today. We all want what's best for us. Oh, but I'm telling you, when the hero causes you to humble yourselves before holy God, and when you humble yourselves and you start lifting his name up, things happen that can't be explained. God honors you. Shine in the midst of obscurity. You may have been rejected by your family. You may have been rejected by the church. You may have been rejected by religious people. Shine anyways. I don't care what they said about you. Shine anyways. God's commanded you to shine. This idea that Christians can't shine, that Christians can't be the best athletes, that Christians can't be leaders in the business world, that Christians can't be in politics, that Christians can't do this, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God's called you to shine. He's called you to make his name great. He's called you to lift him up. Shine, my friend. Shine. Shine in the midst of obscurity. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter what you look like. You just have to believe. Jesus said to this man, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? He said, do you believe in the Son of God? And he said, who is he that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. And the man said, I believe. I believe, I believe. He was anointed by Jesus. Not only was he healed, he was anointed. You see, it's one thing to receive a miracle. It's another thing to receive your anointing. It's another thing to receive power to do what God has called you to do. God called this man to shine in the midst of controversy, in the midst of obscurity. But finally, and I close right here, shine in the midst of his glory. The Bible says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord has taken me up. God will cause you to shine in the midst of his glory. The Hebrew word for glory is weight. And it's the heaviness of God's presence when you feel weighted by the Lord. It's the glory. The Greek word is doxa. And it means to shine. To let his light come from that dimension, shine on you, and reflect off of you into a dark world. So I'm telling you, when you've received the weight of his glory, you'll shine.
I hope you enjoyed this message. You know, God wants to shine his light on you. And the purpose of God bringing his glory to your life, to your home, to your region, is so that you'll be a blessing to other people, so that you will be salt and light. You know, God will heal you and he'll shine his light through you. Man, we ought to celebrate that today. Now, I have a great blessing for you. You've been watching us, we hope, and you've heard the message on the Hero Within. You heard the message on the Hijacker. You heard the messages about the hindrances to our anointing. And today's message, Shine, all of these messages, the revelation behind these messages can be found in my new book, The Hero Within. We believe with all of our hearts that this revelation needs to get to the world. You know, this is not a religious book. We're not trying to sell you something and promise you riches. What we're trying to do is get you to become who God created you to be. That's the secret to this book. We talk to you about practical and biblical truths that will change your life. Many people live under a curse. Many people live defeated. Many people don't know who they are in Christ or what they are called to do. This book will help you discover your hero within. And once you discover and activate your hero within, you become a hero. You become someone that can help other people. And that's what this book's all about. You can order this book at theherowithin.com. And when you do, you get four of our best messages with it. If you order it now, you get those messages. So we want you to go order it. It'll be a blessing to you, your children, your grandchildren, and everybody you come in contact with. Maybe you want to walk through it at your small group at home. Whatever you choose to do with it, we know God will bless it because this biblical revelation will change your life. It certainly has mine. This revelation changed my life. So we hope you'll order the book. Thank you for watching today. Thank you for partnering with us. We hope to see you soon. God bless.
Because God's going to use who he wants to use, and God's going to do what he wants to do, and we just need to get in on it.
Quit waiting for God to move. And then you praise him. Go ahead and praise him now. And then God will move on the sound of the praise you make.
At this year's Live Free Conference, Pastor Ronnie Phillips and Pastor Ron Carpenter Jr. will help you discover and activate the hero within you. Join us September 15th through 17th in Chattanooga. Seating is limited, so register now before it's sold out. Just $40 for the evening sessions. Plus, you'll receive a conference shirt. Don't wait. Register today for Live Free, September 15th through 17th. Sign up at RonniePhillips.org.
Thanks for joining us today. Come experience a service at Abba's House in person any Sunday morning at 10:30. Pastor Ronnie and our staff would love to meet you and help you live free and fully alive.